All right. You were listening to Joss Stone with I Fell in Love with a Boy. Before that, Johnny Cash in the Jailhouse Now. This is the band with Turn, Turn, Turn. And that means it's time for the Garden Conversation, which is underwritten by Jewel Gardens in Skagway in loving memory of Charlotte Jewel and her vision for the gardens as a community space for peace, inspiration, and education. So we have Melissa.
Good morning.
In the studio with us, and George.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a lovely morning it is.
It is. What a gorgeous summer we've had.
We have had the wonderful summer.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome, George.
Thank you.
Today we're going to talk about growing onions. So, George, what varieties do you grow, and what sort of considerations you take into account when you're deciding on your varieties?
Okay, well, there are lots of choices, except here in Haines, it really comes down to really one choice on the basic types, because there are three different varieties depending on where you live latitudinally. Mm. Is that a word?
Okay.
but for northern climates, you want to get the long day varieties. And further south, down in Texas and places like that, they'll grow the short day varieties, and then there's the intermediate day. But we want the long ones, and then we have a choice between storage ones that are going to be harvested, and then you can keep them in the root cellar or somewhere cool and dry for long periods over the winter. And then there's the sweeter varieties that don't really store very well, but they are tastier generally, and you've got to eat them all right away. Lots of onion soup. So the particular varieties that a lot of people grow around here are the Walla Wallas, or sweet varieties, and those are pretty early, and you can harvest those pretty early on in the summer and harvest them all summer, but they won't store. And then for storage types, the Highlander is a good one, and copra is even better. I think copra is the longest storage one. I've had copras that, will store all winter and still be pretty good in the spring.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, okay. And do you start from seeds or from the little onion bulbs or from the plants?
Right, and that's the other choice. And in some places, you do have more of a choice, because if you can start from seeds, then you avoid the using the plants, which most people use around here, the little starter plants that you buy in bunches, and they're semi-dormant. So, you've bypassed the seedling stage, and you're ready to transplant the actual plants, but they are semi-dormant, and it takes a while for them to get going again. The roots have dried up a little bit, so it's a slow process for them to get reestablished. But onions are super hardy. If you make a couple of the right choices, getting the ones appropriate for your area, there's not much you can do to destroy them. They're pretty hardy, and those transplants, if you get them in pretty quickly, and that's the trick, is to keep them dry and keep them from getting moldy, and get them in the ground as soon as you can. I usually try to moisten up the roots for about a day before I actually put them in the ground.
Okay.
But that seems to be the most popular way to do around here, because if you start from the seeds, you've got to start pretty early in the year, because it does take a while, but then you're always dealing with a live plant with live roots, and those transplant somewhat better, but we don't have you'd have to start those in December or early January.
Yeah, if there's anybody out there who's had success with starting onions from seeds, please let us know. But yeah, most of us, I think, go with the small plants. And then once you get them, when they arrive, you want to get them in the ground as quickly as you can, like within a day or so. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you. What do you do to prepare the soil before you plant?
Oh, I, do a little dance ritual around the garden.
Works as well as anything else, yeah.
Okay, we got to see that one.
He's selling tickets next year.
I think, again, onions are pretty happy in most soils, but they do like the loose soil. So you can spend, if you're going to spend some time, loosen up your, get down your hands and knees and loosen up your soil a little bit. They're not very, they grow pretty close to the surface. So, you know, it doesn't have to be loose all the way through, but it should, you know, you should be adding things to the soil to, you know, they like a nice nutrient-rich soil, but they like it. They definitely like it loose. But when I see the soil in that they plant at Dixondale Farms, which is where a lot of people get their starch from, and I've seen pictures of their huge fields, and it's just dry, crumbly, desert-like, semi-desert-like soil. So, you know, as long as they have nitrogen, and a loose soil, they'll be pretty happy.
Okay, yeah. So sandy soils work really well.
Sandy loam.
If you're lucky to have that, but most of us here are dealing with clay, with a few exceptions. But anything that you, if you can add sand to the soil or a vermiculite or perlite to the soil to loosen it up, that can work.
Or compost.
And compost, always compost. Right. It's always, that's always good. So what else are you doing in terms of fertilizing the soil before you or as you're growing the onions?
Well, I'll usually put in bone meal. It's just an intuitive thing. Whenever something is a root crop or anything has roots, if I'm transplanting something, I always put something with phosphorus in there because that's what roots like that, and it's good for root growth. So I always mix in a little bone meal or something like that when I'm transplanting them.
Okay.
And then after they're transplanted and they start growing, I'll usually side dress between the rows. I'll put in some kind of nitrogen fertilizer, fish fertilizer, or some compost or something with a bunch of nitrogen on to keep them feeding. Because the first couple of months is you're really trying to feed the green part, the leaves or the stalks, because they generally, the bigger the greenery, the bigger the bulb's going to be, because the bulb grows off of the greenery. So so I try to side dress them every couple of weeks or so.
Okay, so nitrogen creates leaf growth, and leaf growth is the way the plant basically produces its energy, and then it stores its energy in the onion bulb. So that's kind of a way to think about it. So lots of nitrogen to promote the green growth during the early part of the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That could be a song.
It's
like them bones, them. And the nitrogen's connected to the green part and the green part.
Too early for me to think about that. Okay. Are you doing anything? Now, we're going to plant onions in the spring when the ground is thawed and warmed up a bit. So are you doing anything now to prepare the area where you're going to put the onions in the spring?
Well, I generally, lately I've been putting, I've been gathering leaves and putting, and chopping them up.
Okay.
I got a little leaf mulcher and putting leaf mold on the overwintering, mulching with that. Mm. I'm just experimenting with that the last year or so. But that would also help the onions because that makes a kind of a loose, by the spring it's kind of worked itself in with a loose soil. By the way, when you say let the soil warm up a bit, onions are really tolerant of cool weather. And you can, they can grow in below freezing temperatures as long as the soil doesn't freeze again.
Yeah, yeah.
So as soon as it looks like the weather's pretty stable, even if it's getting down into the 40s or 30s in the evening, the onion can tolerate that.
Yeah.
So you can get them in, and it's actually good to get them in pretty early.
As fast as you can, yeah. So when I'm talking about the soil warming up, I guess what I'm really meaning is thawed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I looked, and I think that I planted mine the end of March, the ones that I have this year that I'm just getting ready to harvest.
They say you can put it in like 6 weeks before the last frost, and I think nobody is quite sure, but some of us has guessed that the official last thaw around here is May
15th. They used to say May 15th.
Last frost is mid-May, yeah.
Yeah, but I think now it's It's shifted a little bit. Yeah. So I
right. It's like mid-February.
Yeah. One of the things that I do is to make sure I'm not planting in the same spot where I had onions the year before. And then right now I'm going through, and it's usually a cleared off area, and I'm putting a little green sand on there, which has got lots of micronutrients in it, and putting seaweed on. But the leaf mulch is a really, really good idea. Joanie?
And so can they tolerate snow? I mean, if you plant them and we get snow? Or do you cover them with plastic or something?
Well, I usually cover mine with Remay. I think that's one of the biggest culprits out there to do those onions in is root maggots.
Yeah.
So I usually cover. I usually treat it like I do the brassica, and just cover it until they're in well established in June, or till the stalks get too big. But I'll cover it with Remay. Now Remay isn't gonna totally keep the snow off, but if there was a heavy enough snow that would crush or break the stalks, you know, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
But we generally don't get too much snow around here in April.
Rain, though.
Yeah.
And the rain is okay,
the rain is
too?
Fine. Okay. Yeah, the rain is fine. The snow could be a problem if we got some kind of a freak snowstorm, but
April Fools,
it happens. Yeah. So when you're looking to where you're going to plant them, you go sun, shade, partial, what do you look for?
Well, in my garden, I don't have a choice. It's all I wish I had more shade, actually, but it's like totally exposed to the sun.
So
onions really do like full sun. But I think the biggest problem is that some people try to plant them among some other crops, and at first everything looks really good, but then the beet leaves or the lettuce leaves or kale will start shading them out, and I think that's another thing that happens. And so if you're going to plant them along with something else in the same bed, make sure that that whatever else you're planting is not going to overtake them and shade them out.
Yeah. Now I have a different situation where you have all the sun you want. I have more shade than I want. But I tried two different places this year. One was in a dryer barrel in the full sun with no competition. And those onions looked really good. And the other were in a raised bed where the kale forest took over, and they didn't do nearly as well because of the competition with the kale. So, I think you're absolutely right. You just have to dedicate an area to onions, and if you're gonna bother to grow them. Let's go back on the root maggots, because that's the big issue that we have. You put the Remay on as soon as you plant. Is that right?
Well, in this case, if you're transplanting, you're putting the plant in, it already has roots. And I did have one time when the root maggots got them right away. So I would say, be ready to put the Remay on when you transplant them.
Okay, and then how long do you leave the Remay on?
Well, sometimes the stalks get big enough to knock it off, but.
Okay.
It's just, local urban myth that by at the last, the root maggots are all gone and left Haines and headed for someplace else the solstice. Usually the end of June you can remove it.
Okay, so so summer solstice to around the 1st of July you can take the Remay off. Okay, we're running out of time here, but how do you store yours?
Well, of course, the sweet ones you wouldn't want to try to store for very long, so you should be eating those all along.
Okay, or you could chop them and freeze them.
I haven't, but you probably know more about
that than I do. I do that, yeah.
And the other ones, the important thing is to try to harvest them when they're dry, they'll lean over and tell you they're ready to be harvested, but you can leave them that way because you should try to wait for a little dry spell to harvest them. Like this would be a
good
great
time.
And then you just need to leave them out on the deck or somewhere to dry out for about a week or so. Or, you know, but if it starts, if the weather starts to get bad or starts raining, you want to just bring them in someplace where there's a lot of air and let them dry out for a couple of weeks.
Okay, so time to go think about harvesting those onions if you've got them, or try it for next year. So to listen to this show again or past shows, go to khns.org, Garden Conversation. Send your questions or suggest topics, or tell us if you've had success growing from seed. Go to gardenconversation@khns.org. So thank you, George. Thank you, Joni.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you. Garden Conversation today with Melissa and George. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Go out and have a great day. Mm-hmm. My goodness.